This week's parsha, Rashi brings at the end of Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. It says by Oif Reich Nichayach. It says by Behemah Reich Nichayach to teach you, you said, which is the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, Echad Hamarba veEchad Hamamit, uvavad sheyachaben es libur lashamayim. Whether a person brings a lot or a little depends. The main thing is he has mechaben libur lashamayim. So the Pashat understanding is that the main part of the Avoda is not the actual mice that a person does, but the Kavona and the Ratzon that the person has. But obviously, a person said, I really love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I really want to do for him, but I never do anything for him. That's indicative of the fact that I don't really love him, because I tell my wife I love you and I'll do things for her, and I never do anything for her, it means I don't really love her, because I'd be doing something. So, my Ratzon is the main part. The ma'isa is, if I'm not doing it, is indicative that there's no real ratzon. Then if I do a ma'isa according to what I have available to do, so that's a valid expression of my ratzon. My ratzon, therefore, has been validated, and that's the main thing. So that's the Pashat B'Shat. That's why the Mora says, and Rabbi Meir, Bloch Tzatzel says in the Sefer, that the Mora says in Kedusha, a person who wanted to do a mitzvah, and an oinus happens and forced him not to do the mitzvah, he gets schar as if he did the mitzvah, because the whole yesod is the ikar is the rotzen, like we're saying over here. The lack of maisa is a problematic because it's indicative of a lack of sincere rotzen. So in the case of a person was sincerely wanted to do it, and an oinus forced him not to, so there's nothing missing. The rotzen is there, and that's all you need. But Rameli Meir is itself. Takes this idea a step further. That the Iker Yisoid, Chazal have a concept of the Fumsara Agra. That the pa'ula that the Maisa does on a person is based on the amount of Hishtadlus, the amount of Yegia, the amount of effort that a person has to put into it. So it's very possible the person who's giving less and doing less, many times, his yigiyah and his ishtadlus are greater than the person who's giving more. So I have an usher who's giving, I have an oni who's giving this little that he could afford, but he's giving it with in a certain sense with a decision to spend comparatively, relatively a large amount of money, and the effort involved, etc., to be able to do that, the extra effort to make some extra money to do that, might be a tremendous effort compared to the usher who gave a nadava, which is many times more valuable, but vis-a-vis the person's actual wealth could be minuscule, the amount, of the ratio. So the mamitz, his yegiyah and his yishtadlus, many times can be greater than the marba. This is true in learning. You have an individual with learning where his ability to learn is limited, and the effort that he takes him to be successful in learning is significant. And he puts in, and the results for what he accomplishes are seemingly minimal. You have another person who's very good at learning, and he accomplishes tremendous things in learning. But maybe the effort that he puts in and the amount that he has to work on it is much less comparatively. So the schar for the mamit will be much greater than the schar for the marbe. This is true by any mitzvah that a person does. This is this yisoid. The ikar mice of chibur between a human being and his creator is that effort to recognize that Hashem is the one who's in charge and overcome my limitations and try and work as hard as I can with my abilities. So. If I do so, the yigi and the ishtadlus I will accomplish will allow for me to become the scribe of the Kodesh Baruch Hu.